previously on the Woody and Wilcox Show.
We were joking by saying, you know, we were going to do the old local TV news where they try and do a tease that scares the hell out of you. And then when they finally do pay it off, it's not really what they said it was, you know. And mine was, coming up next, popcorn can kill you. Stand by. And I guess, very loosely speaking, the story that I'm about to tell you could fall under that heading, but it's misleading at best. And in this case, it's a fireman who nearly died after something having to do with popcorn. I'd like you guys to try and fill in the blanks before I reveal the story. How is that possible? What do you think that even means?
A kernel popped inside of him.
Cool Peach just started shaking her head before we even made a noise.
Cool Peach, you got to get a kernel popped inside
Colonel
of
him. Colonel Sanders popped inside of him.
He's doing the show a long time. I feel like I've heard it all.
First of all, don't cheat and look at my computer screen. Second of all, no, it has nothing to do with a kernel popping anywhere around or in him.
I was going
to
say it popped and like hit him in the temple and like gave him a concussion.
Like a BB?
No, it has nothing to do with a kernel popping.
It got lodged in his intestine somewhere.
You're getting warmer, but you're not there.
It cut something.
Popcorn was lodged somewhere, although that's not even the real answer. That's why it's great when the TV news tries to tease it this way. Yes, popcorn was lodged somewhere, then led to something else that almost killed it.
Well, popcorn always lodges in your teeth.
Correct. The bane of my existence, popcorn getting lodged in teeth.
In your gums.
The roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
No, you nailed it. And here's the headline. Fireman nearly dies after getting popcorn stuck between teeth. Now, it's not the popcorn stuck between his teeth that actually is what nearly killed him. It's what came next. Does anybody want to guess that?
He used a knife to get it out.
You're pretty much nailing it. I would have to give it to you for that.
An ice pick or something like that, a metal implement, and it got infected.
Not just a metal implement or an implement, but multiples.
How big is this popcorn piece?
I think, you know, you're lucky if you're someone who's not tortured by getting popcorn stuck between your teeth, because is it just me? I almost don't eat popcorn because of this issue.
But this is why floss picks exist, right? Just for the popcorn.
Yeah, but then it becomes like a 15-minute ordeal. I mean, it's everywhere. It's just not fun.
It's everywhere.
It's not worth the effort is the way I like to phrase it.
I eat a lot of popcorn, and I have tight teeth, I've been told. And I'm not...
Cool Beans head just whipped around. You've been told you have tight teeth?
I've been with a lot of women. Some have had loose teeth. Chelsea's got the tightest teeth ever.
Damn, girl, your teeth are tight.
It was my dentist telling me that.
Right.
So I have tight teeth.
Well, all right,
have that problem.
Let me back up the story first before we get into how tight your teeth are. He tried to remove this popcorn that got stuck between his teeth with a pen lid, a piece of wire, and a metal nail.
Why you just have that hanging around?
Something in there gave him a blood infection, which then apparently did some sort of bad damage to his heart valves. A week after getting the popcorn stuck in between his teeth, he started having night sweats, headaches, and a heart murmur. Which are apparently symptoms of a deadly infection called endocarditis. Carditis is probably wrong. So the bacteria spreads through the bloodstream thanks to him jabbing stuff in his gums and attacks the inner lining of his heart chambers and his valves. And he had to have a surgery to replace and repair two of his heart valves. All because he was trying to pick popcorn out between his teeth. with some sort of unclean implement.
A nail.
A nail?
So the point really isn't that popcorn is going to kill us. It's just be careful what you use to pick with your teeth.
Yes, exactly. That's why I said it's the famous TV news tease that says popcorn's going to kill you. Well, and it really has nothing to do with popcorn. Although, as I said, I blame popcorn.
Absolutely. Because if you're eating something like butter, it's not going to get stuck between your teeth.
But plenty of other things have been stuck in your teeth, I'm sure. And we've all been guilty of using some kind of foreign object to try to get it out.
Well, those with tight teeth shouldn't be the first one to cast stones.
I got
to
carry the floss picks for my tight teeth.
I've been told I have tight teeth.
Somebody else out there, they've been told that too.
Yeah. So how crazy is that, though? And I mean, think about how they had to narrow that down, because when these symptoms first started, you know, showing themselves, he didn't know what was going on. Why, you wouldn't be like, you know what? I bet this is popcorn when I tried to get it out with a nail. Now I'm having a heart murmur and night sweats. Like you would never put that together. I'm not even sure how the doctor puts that together. Maybe is it a blood test? Can they tell from the blood test?
Probably, but you also, he was a firefighter, so somebody who's healthy shouldn't have that type of ailment in your heart, and then you start to backtrack from there.
They ask you if you have any cuts or open wounds, probably.
You ever use a pen lid to get into part of your body? Trying to nail it down.
Have I?
How about a piece of wire to get out popcorn? Yes, sir, I have. Okay, that's it. Crazy. And I, you know, I've been a rabid anti-popcornite for quite some time. And this just, this cements what I've been thinking for a long time. You should, it is out to kill you.
No, don't ruin it for me. Well,
good luck not thinking about it next time, tight teeth.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Really? That's amazing.
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
They simply couldn't imagine being without each other.
With Woody.
Ah, what the hell is the matter with you?
And Wilcox.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
This is insanity!
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
This is like, you know, when you're getting your legs waxed and they whip that thing off real fast. That's what this is like.
And now, it's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
I've been through this a million times in all my years in the theater. Take a deep breath. Blow it out. Let's just do a good show, okay? Everybody do a good show.
Good or bad to start out the show talking about your teeth, Chelsea? Sorry, tight teeth.
I'm okay with my tight teeth.
All right.
Yeah, girl. I see you sitting across that table. Eating that celery stick. But you got nothing to worry about. You got some tight teeth. I seen some tight teeth in my time, girl. But you got the tightest. Popcorn kernels, they don't stand a chance.
So I don't think we ever had the Fezline caller identified there that did the little tight teeth jam for Chelsea yesterday. But hats off to you. Well done. How many comments did you get about your teeth yesterday throughout the day?
Not that many,
really?
Shockingly.
Huh. Okay. Well, that's fun.
More people weren't that surprised. It's you. I can't even speak.
You know, the Mark Twain Prize for comedy that they do every year?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't that get more publicity?
Because it's aired on PBS due to it being at the Kennedy Center.
I don't trust your answer. I feel like that was just something you threw out there. No. So you're saying everything that's at the Kennedy Center has to be on PBS?
I think so.
What like you just
C-SPAN.
Said made no sense,
well,
I don't think.
It's
on PBS. I know that's correct. I'm just saying, why doesn't it get... So here's the... Well, let me get to the bottom line. Dave Chappelle was honored with the Mark Twain Prize for... Is Mark Twain... Prize for comedy, right?
Correct.
And it was last night. It aired last night. It was at like 10 o'clock, but yes, it was on PBS. But, I mean, think of all the best comedians you can think of and other. And they were all there. Many of them spoke as part of the honoring process. And then Dave Chappelle did a huge thing. It was, and I only saw bits and pieces of it. I DVR'd it, and I can't wait to watch it. But it was hilarious. And I don't feel like I've seen almost anything about it, prior or post. Chelsea's looking at me like I have eight heads, so you obviously didn't know it was even happening.
No, and when you say PBS, I'm thinking it's not going to be something I want to tune into. Well, you know what I mean?
PBS just airs it. It's like any other comedy special. I mean, they had to bleep some stuff, obviously, but it was, I mean, I watched half of Chappelle's speech. Neil Brennan, who we've had on the show before, I saw his initially on his Instagram, and it was his, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 minute intro to Dave. You know, they both created the Chappelle show together, and it was hilarious.
If you missed it, it's up on our social media right now, because I caught it too, and was, you don't say this a lot about PBS, I was falling off the couch laughing.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's not bash PBS. It's just they're the vehicle to watch the show. It really didn't matter where it was. I just didn't understand why no one talked about it. You hear so much hype about other stuff that no one cares about.
I think it was taped a while ago, but you're right. I mean, I don't know. That shouldn't matter.
I mean, when there's a celebrity roast, we hear about that. That's all pre-taped. Maybe, I mean, what does that have to do with it?
They don't have the budget to market their stuff. I don't know. Or people just think Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, not comedy. I don't know.
I don't know. The whole thing bugs me. I don't feel like it's just a PBS thing. I mean, the Mark Twain people. I don't know. They obviously got a lot of people together. It's a huge event. I mean, I don't know how many people were in that venue. Thousands and thousands. I mean, it's not a small thing. So I don't think it just doesn't feel like it should be up to PBS. If you don't watch that, you can't monitor. I mean, I don't know. Nothing in the media. It's more than just is PBS promoting a show. It just seems like that deserves so much more time. Anyway, so it's out there. I don't know if they rerun it. I mean, you can see a lot of it on YouTube, on various different social medias. Obviously, we've got the Neil Brennan part. He's very funny it's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's out there. Speaking of shows that don't get enough publicity, now I'm hearing about a new TV show, and it's not even a thing yet, and we already know about it. Here's a great example of why are our priorities the way they are about promoting things on television. I'm going to save it for the chat, but there's a new show coming out, and you're going to say to yourself, man, why didn't they think of this thing earlier? Plus, Woody, there's some great food news for you that I want to get into. And our buddy Chuck Diapers has left an interesting Fez line call as well. So we'll dig into all of that. Of course, also later on the show today, it is Wednesday. So there will be a round of Woody Game Wednesday. Those of you that were kicking yourself over the break, because, you know, Christmas and New Year's fell on Wednesday this year. Do I have that right? I have that right,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so
that was our gift to you.
Even on the replay of the show while we were out, there was no Woody Game Wednesday. So we went over 2 weeks without you having to be exposed to that tragedy.
Yeah.
But that ends today in a little less than an hour. So we've got that on the way as well.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
And now, it's time for The Chat Report. Stuff happening around the globe.
The G is silent.
On the Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, we were talking about it earlier on the show this morning, and I was lamenting the fact that for some reason, the really good stuff that's on TV doesn't get mentioned much. And I know there's even more and more and more good quality content that's out there on all these platforms now. You can't mention all of it. But one of these sort of old traditional networks, kinda, is PBS. And I think once a year, they award this Mark Twain Prize for comedy. And, you know, the biggest names in comedy get this prize every year. Last night, they aired the Dave Chappelle winning the Mark Twain Prize. And from what I could tell, and I didn't get a chance to watch it all, it started at, you know, 10 o'clock. It was hilarious. And you can see some of it now. We put some out on Twitter and Facebook. And that was specifically Neil Brennan, who's an old buddy of Chappelle's. If you don't know the name, he's a very funny stand-up and writer. And they co-created the Chappelle Show together.
Mm-hmm.
Here's just a clip of him starting out from last night.
Hi, Dave. Honestly, I don't know how this night came to be. Dave doesn't tend to like formal events. Normally, he dresses like a window washer.
Which at first I was like, he dresses like a window washer. And then I remembered the special where he's wearing a jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, right on target.
I can only imagine his wife Elaine said to him, babe, how could I get you to stop smoking for 2 hours? And Dave, assuming it would never happen, was like, You'd have to get John Stewart, Sarah Silverman, Neil, Q-Tip, Tiffany Haddish, Lorne Michaels, John Legend, Bradley Cooper, and say, Morgan Freeman. To fly to D.C. and honor my talent, Elaine said, great, October 27th. The day was like...
It was, there's a lot more of that. And it is like, you look in the crowd at everybody who's there and it's like, wow. I mean,
huge.
Coming to honor comedy royalty on PBS last night.
I loved it when Neil talked about how they came up with the movie Half Baked.
Then in 1997, Dave calls me and goes, hey, if Universal reaches out to you, tell them we're writing a weed movie together. And I was like, what weed movie? And Dave said, don't worry about it. Next thing I know, someone from Universal calls me and asks, are you writing a weed movie with Dave Chappelle? And I was like, yes. And they go, when can you pitch it to us? And I was like, in 30 days' time. So we had a month to figure the pitch out, and finally on day 29, I called Dave, and I'm like, dude, we got to work this weed movie up. And he goes, what weed movie?
He goes on to say, and the quality showed on the screen. He said it opened up against Titanic, good as it gets, and like two other Oscar winners, Good Will Hunting.
That was very funny because he continued to bash the movie and say how horrible it was.
People still watch it, though.
I know, it's a classic. It doesn't matter if it opened against Titanic. It's a freaking weed movie.
It was going to win.
But it was hilarious the way he bashed it. So there's a lot more of that. That's Neil Brennan on the award for the Mark Twain Prize of Comedy for Dave Chappelle last night. So, so that show gets no publicity. And meanwhile, we've already heard that they're going to do a show based off of how successful The Masked Singer has been. And it has been an interesting show. I will give it that. Have you guys watched this yet at all, The Masked Singer?
I caught one episode, I think. It is interesting.
So what happens when a show is successful and networks want to make money off of it?
They copy it. They just do a spinoff of it.
They copy it, sort of.
They make kids do it, like baking.
Okay, Chelsea's getting closer.
Dancing with the Children.
You almost nailed it.
The Masked Child Singer.
No, what he said, dancing.
The Masked Dancing Child.
No child. The Masked Dancer is going to be a thing. At least that's what I saw yesterday, and supposedly Ellen is producing it. So, you know, hey, we got the dancing shows, and we got the Masked Singer. Hello, what if we just put masks on dancers? That'll be a thing. And you know what? The worst part is it will be a thing, and it'll probably be successful to make somebody a lot of money, Ellen, I guess. That's a thing that's happening. I don't know. There's no further details, but it's been, you know, talked about. I assume it's not a joke, although it sounds jokey.
There are so many dancing shows right now. Do we need another one?
You see that stuff and you go, that can't be real. But we've been around long enough over the last 5 years to go, I see that stuff and I don't doubt any of it.
Yeah.
It's all too weird now. Mm-hmm. And it sounds crazy, but yeah, that's probably right.
It is weird how cyclical TV gets, though, when one show becomes so popular that it gets copied and spun off. Because remember, it was just a couple decades ago that it was like every TV show was Who Wants to Marry a Fill in the Blank.
Right.
Whether it was a millionaire or a little person or
right.
a fake millionaire.
Remember all those? Farmer.
Yeah.
So now they'll all just be masked.
Yes.
Yeah. They'll be skating with the masked stars. Yes. Louis Anderson will be diving masked. Jeff Foxworthy is going to have Are You Smarter Than a Masked Fifth Grader?
Yes.
He'll be wearing a mask, but it'll just be a mustache over his whole face, that whole thing.
Yeah.
And speaking of shows, I don't know if you saw this. I thought this was off the air for some reason. Now I thought it had already, you know, said goodnight and gone into the sunset. The 15th season premiere of Criminal Minds is tonight.
Love
on
it.
CBS. And when they do seasons, I think that's real years, isn't it?
Yes.
So I want to say it's literally been 15 years that Criminal Minds has been on the air.
This is the final season because next season it's Masked Criminal Minds.
Ah,
minds that have been masked. So, you know.
The message is, what? Let me tell you something right now. I am looking at my screen right now, and all I'm seeing is this idiot giving the damn weather, talking about this stupid-ass tornado that's in Wynnewood.
Right.
And do you know what is on at 8 o'clock?
Pretty good idea.
Criminal Minds.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you something. My season finale of Criminal Minds, the latter half of it was interrupted because this douchebag was on my damn screen.
This is why they had to take it off. I mean, it's too much emotion surrounding Criminal Minds. So I guess that's why this is the final season.
Mm.
Woody, fast food news for you. I guess it's not fast food. It's just food news. Did you see that Doritos has announced they're coming out with a new flavor?
Yes. It's something spicy, and I forget the different spicy what it was.
Yeah, it's flaming a hot limon or limon. I don't know which way they want to go on that. Didn't Sprite use the term limon for a while? No, the lemon lime, weren't they calling that limon?
No.
So I don't know if Doritos is calling this limon or limon, but it's L-I-M-O-N.
Oh,
so that's flaming hot limon.
They have so many flavors these days. Have you looked at the chip aisle lately?
Have I?
Has he? Spent a weekend there one time.
Like, what's happening?
It's a great time. Are you kidding me? It's the perfect time to be alive, Chelsea.
It's massive.
I also wanted to, we don't have time to do it here, but maybe a little bit later, the Naked Philanthropist. Are you familiar with this woman?
Yes.
There's, first of all, it all has to do with these horrible fires that are going on in Australia, and a lot of celebrities are stepping up and trying to raise a lot of money to help out. But there's also a woman who's a model who is now being dubbed the Naked Philanthropist. And I have some thoughts on some of the things that have surfaced from this woman. But she apparently is doing the Lord's work. Essentially, she's putting out nude photos if you make a guaranteed donation. And she's raised nearly $1 million.
Right.
So, nice. And we'll get into it in a little bit more detail coming up. But some of the pictures. Anyway, we'll dig into that.
What do you mean some of the pictures?
Well, that's all I can say.
How much did you donate?
Don't say we'll dig into that.
No, I didn't donate, and it's what you can already find on the internet. It's censored. I think you have to donate to get the uncensored version, but I said I wasn't going to spend all the time on it here. We'll get into it a little later. I do want to give you a reason to get the day off work today. And, our buddy, Chuck Diapers has rung in, and I'm not sure, is he imitating me here?
Well, good morning, guys. Happy Wednesday. I wanted to ring in on this hump day to give you maybe a little reason to take the day off work and avoid what I'm sure is going to be a travesty with Woody Game Wednesday. We're celebrating something for the ladies today. It's National Man Watchers Day.
Man anus.
No, Man Watchers Day. And that's a day for the ladies to unshamefully check out some gorgeous men out there. Thank you. Possibly at the gym.
Peanuts.
Maybe your construction sites locally.
Peanuts.
Restaurants, stuff like that.
Beavers.
No. Man watchers. Man.
Johnson.
There you go. So feel free, ladies, to go out there and...
The beavers I've seen are bigger.
Stop it. Feel free, ladies, to go out there and...
Get wet every day.
Feel free, ladies, to go out there and just check out some handsome men out there and enjoy the day off work.
Wow.
Please clap.
That's a lot of effort right there from the Chuck Diapers.
And he's nailed it.
Chuck did nail it. Yeah. That is my game is based on National Man Watchers Day, which is today.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
I meant just the whole bit, just how it unfolds. That's
he crushed
what he nailed.
That. He crushed that as well.
I didn't know there was a National Man Watchers Day.
Lies.
You are a liar.
Circled on your calendar.
I'm afraid of meat.
All right. That's fine. All right. That's enough. We already just heard him do it. We don't need you to... All right. So we'll find out what Woody's game has in store for us. We also have a round of It Happen in Florida coming up next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
We've got a round of It Happen in Florida. That means Woody and I are going to share three stories real quick, all true, could have happened anywhere all over the world, and you've got to spot the Florida story. That's the gist of the game. You can play along officially. Cool Beans is waiting for you at 844-4WW-SHOW. Woody's got the first story.
I have so many questions, and it all stems from the headline of story number one. I'll read you the headline, and I bet you have as many questions as I do. Headline reads, Man's cauliflower-like tumor on his penis noted by police officer who pulled him over after being suspicious of a large bulge.
Now,
what?
Okay. The way I read that is, cop sitting there and he sees a dude driving by with a huge bulge and was like, whoa,
no,
what's that?
Well, I mean, convertible? How big a bulge? None of that makes any sense to me.
You can't just pull someone over for a big bulge.
Cool beans. Cool beans. I know you're taking phone calls, but you got to get that one.
You're right. It actually happened after the officer pulled the man over, asked for the driver's license and registration, noticed a large bulge in the man's pants. It's like, that doesn't look normal. I bet he's concealing something. He was a cauliflower-like cancerous tumor that was growing in his nether region.
Wang.
What?
That's sad.
The 39-year-old man was taken to the hospital and diagnosed with penile cancer.
Not after he was pulled over by the police officer, though.
Yes.
He didn't know it was there prior until the police officer was like, what's
no
that?
Way. No way that's possible at all. He knew it was there. Yeah. A man knows everything about that part of his body.
It's caused by the HPV virus, and the man was ignoring it.
Okay.
He knew it was there, but sort of was just like, meh, not doing anything about it.
Wee-wee area.
Until the cop's like, you need to do something about it. We're going to the hospital.
Have you seen a cauliflower?
Cool beans.
Yes, I've seen a cauliflower. Have you tasted a cauliflower? Okay.
Sadly, yes.
Yeah.
I feel like Woody, in typical fashion, is leaving out some important details.
I can imagine. Listen, it sounds horrible and grotesque, but you know dudes, not just dudes, but a lot of dudes are very leery about going to the doctor. You have to be, you know, falling down and unable to move before yep. you'll go to the doctor. And it's also embarrassing. I mean, specifically on that part of the body, you don't necessarily want to go in and have it poked and prodded.
Described as a rare sexually transmitted disease, it is a neoplasm of the anogenital region.
Duh.
Was it in Florida? Because it was in the United States where this dude was like, if I ignore it, it's going to go away.
Story number two has to do with, and we hear a lot of these stories, but this is the first time we've heard one like this. So in this particular case, a woman was arrested for something she did on a commercial airline flight. She spent 6 months in jail because of it. Chelsea, what did she do?
She injured somebody next to her, obviously, 6 months in jail, or made a threat.
Destroyed something.
We've heard
she
all those before.
She smoked in the bathroom.
Nope. She kind of wanted to smoke something in the bathroom.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh?
She wanted to do...
We only get 6 months in jail for that.
You can. Sure you can.
How are you getting 6 months in jail for wanting to...
Crazy things have happened.
I feel like somebody's cheating.
Is that the answer?
She repeatedly asked men to join the Mile High Club.
All right. That makes a little bit more sense.
No, but six months
still
in jail.
Doesn't make sense. No.
You remember a man who just assaulted someone and vomited on a woman's head? He's not in jail.
So, obviously, there's a little bit more to it than just that, although she did repeatedly ask multiple men, and I think more than just ask, essentially demand that they join the Mile High Club with her. Now, I've never heard of anyone getting in any sort of trouble for that. And obviously, it was happening time after time on a relatively long flight to the point that it became, you know, something that the flight attendants were aware of. Then obviously there was more to it. She did get physical because she had had too many and it went from there. But the initial issue was continually badgering men trying to get them to join the Mile High Club.
How many of them said no?
Apparently all of them. And I don't know how many the answer is as far as how many she asked. Here's a photo, by the way, Chelsea, of her after she got out. So she's not a bad-looking woman.
How old is she?
Double bird flip, by the way, to the camera. 20. 2-0.
And dudes were like, nah.
Again, it's a stranger on a plane. I know you're hard up, Woody, but, you know, not everybody's going to say yes just because it's offered. She's probably screaming it on a flight. I can see how not everybody's going to be on board.
Well, and by the way, I don't know if you know this, legal drinking age, 21. A lot of people don't know that.
Huh.
Here's something you don't know. That's a fact. She's 20. My question is, flying to or from Florida? You tell me. Woody's got the third and final.
Third and final story. I have a quick question, because in the police officer's report, the man in story number 3 was accused of slinging his genitals at the police officers. Slinging. You've heard the term before.
I have heard that term, yes.
In your mind, definition of slinging.
Throwing something.
That's what I would think, too. And if...
But also, you can kind of, you know, whip it around.
Cool beans.
Okay. To throw or to fling, to suspend or arrange something, especially with a strap or straps, is what I've got online. But the dude in story number 3 apparently was going in and out of his house, yelling profanities at neighbors. And then when the cops showed up, they had to tase him after he was, quote, slinging his genitals at officers.
Maybe there's a typo there and it was supposed to be swinging.
Genital Slingers is the name of your new band, whether you like it or not.
Yes, it is. Is it in Florida where the 32-year-old man was slinging something or maybe swinging something? Troy is up first to try and solve our quiz. Troy, all 3 stories actually happened. Which one do you think went down in Florida?
I'm going to go with number 3, Sling a Sling.
Sling a Sling is the one. Nice job. Inglewood, Florida, is where a dude was tased and arrested after swinging and slinging.
Story number 2, not Florida, not in this country. Maybe that explains why the 20-year-old is drinking wine on the flight. I don't know. She was flying from Abu Dhabi to the UK. The headline actually reads, boozy plane passenger asked men to join her in the Mile High Club before biting crew in a 4-hour rampage.
Oh.
That's a heck of a headline right there.
4-hour rampage.
Right.
And West Virginia is where a dude had a BLT in his pants. The BLT is a Buschke-Lowenstein tumor. The most inappropriately named tumor, a cauliflower-like growth in the nether regions known as a BLT.
Wow. All right. That's enough.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
A lot of people, you know, there's a couple of camps on this. There are those that are within their, that are sane and within their right mind and are not excited about the return of Woody Game Wednesday after a several week hiatus. And then there are those who are fired up about Woody Game Wednesday. And you're going to have to assess it on your own as to what the right answer is. I know that it drives people to do interesting things like this.
It's Woody Game Wednesday, Wednesday, Woody Game Wednesday, Woody Game Wednesday, Woody Game Wednesday, Wednesday, insert train wreck found here. Huh. Wonder what that means. The first one of the year. How bad can it really be?
Right. I'm sure that's correct.
It's going to be probably the best one of the year.
Of course it is.
Yes.
We already found out that we'll be celebrating something called National Man Watchers Day.
I like how you pretend not to know what it is.
I do not know what it is.
It was difficult to come up with a game for today because there was so much that happened in history. Do you realize 74 years ago today, a man named Elvis Presley was celebrating his 11th birthday and he got a guitar. That guitar changed his life and it changed the world. Could be celebrating that. 26 years ago today, Tanya Harding won her second national skating championship. Why did she win? That's right, because Nancy Kerrigan couldn't skate because somebody beat her in the knee with a pipe. Whatever happened during that? Where's Jeff Galooly?
I think he's doing some time, wasn't he? I mean, maybe not still.
He did do some time. But no, we are celebrating National Man Watchers Day. How are we going to do it? Well, here's what I'll tell you. Fire up the Facebook, because the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page, we're going to go live, and we will find out exactly what Woody Game Wednesday is, and we'll do that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Today is a day that you can forget about working. Should be a national holiday. I know Wilcox has been celebrating National Man Watchers Day every day.
I mean, if you say so. I don't believe I've heard of it before.
For those who don't know, today is National Man Watchers Day, and it's for anybody who wishes to participate. You go out and you watch men at the gym, at the pool. Watch them while they're at construction sites, you know, wherever men hang out.
Are you just making this up?
No,
what are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm reading it from the website. Maybe I should be doing this one.
From the website?
Yeah.
What website?
NationalManWatchersDay.com. Duh.
All right.
It's apparently because women are so often gawked at in public that this is a day to sort of turn the tables on everything and be like, we're going to gawk at men today. Always celebrated on January 8th, by the way.
Ain't nobody got time for that. If you want to look, look, and then get on with your day.
you can get on with your day, Chelsea, but today's a day.
I thought we were agreeing as a more well-heeled society that we were not going to gawk at anybody. That's offensive to all of us.
Just wear sunglasses.
Okay, or do that.
Okay, good.
Chelsea, come on. I expect more from a varsity letterman.
I have come up with a game to help us celebrate. Let's meet our contestants. Up first is Sally. Sally, do you enjoy looking at men?
Occasionally.
Occasionally, good. And do you wear sunglasses like Chelsea does when you do it?
Occasionally.
Okay, all right. Good answer, good answer. Taking you on is going to be Brandon. Brandon, good morning.
What's going on?
You enjoy looking at men, Brandon?
Every day in the shower.
Gross, but okay, I like it. I have come up with a brand new game to help us celebrate National Man Watchers Day. It's a game I'm calling, If You Want to Win, It's Going to Be Vital That You Tell Me This Song with Man in the Title. And it's going to be a team game. You're going to be playing with either Wilcox or Chelsea. Sally, ladies first, who would you like on your team?
Wilcox.
You're going to go Wilcox.
Wow, no hesitation at all, Chelsea, but whatever.
Brandon and Chelsea together. All right, so mixed doubles is what we got going on here. I'm going to be playing you guys songs at any time. Anybody can yell out your name, and you tell me the title of the song. Every single one of these songs is a popular song, and it's got the word man in the title of the song. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, your opponent gets a point. Sally, Brandon, any questions?
No, sir.
All right. Here you go. Wilcox, Chelsea, you guys ready? Offering number one. It's got man in the title.
Chelsea.
What's the exact title?
The Man Who Sold the World.
The Man Who Sold the World is correct. Nice job.
Good job, Parker.
That's a nice job. Do you know who originally did that song? Sorry, clicking the wrong button here.
The audience went wild for
yes.
that. Yeah. I'm sorry, you're asking, is this a cover, or you're saying,
it
is who
a cover.
Is this?
It is a cover. It is a cover. It's a David Bowie song, and happy birthday to Mr. David Bowie today. Oh, my.
But all that's right. Not David Bowie.
That's not. That's Nirvana covering David Bowie. There. All right. One for Brandon and Chelsea. Nothing for Sally and Wilcox. Celebrating National Man Watchers Day. Tell me this song that's got man in the title. People pounding the steering wheel.
This is in my wheelhouse of stuff I don't know.
You know, I don't know titles very well.
Is Iron Maiden and The Wicker Man. The Wicker Man is what we were looking for. All right, moving on. Next offering, man in the title. Here you go.
Wilcox. Man of the Box.
I'm going to say Wilcox was in there just barely
Wilcox?
First.
Come on, yes. It was obvious.
It was not obvious.
it was obvious. Great Alice in Chains. Come on. All right, next offering. Here you go. Tell me this song with man in the title. It's all tied up 1-1.
Chelsea. Better Man.
Better Man is correct. Nice job, Chelsea. She got it even before it really kicks in, Wilcox. You should be deeply embarrassed. All right, that's enough. Next offer, here you go. Tell me this song with man in the title.
Wilcox.
Wilcox.
Man in the Moon.
Man in the Moon is correct. Whoa! Got ourselves a little bit of a barn burner right here. Chelsea, you should be embarrassed.
Why?
You're from Georgia.
I know REM. Sorry, it's
Athens,
early.
Georgia, which is pretty much just like Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, gosh, you're annoying.
All right. Next offering. It's all tied up, by the way, 2-2. Could come down to this one.
By the way, if you're just joining us, of course, we're celebrating National Man Watchers Day by Woody quizzing us on songs with man in the title. But I'm sure that was obvious.
Right. All right. Next offering. Go.
Wilcox. Wilcox. Somebody else rang in.
Wilcox.
That was Simple Man.
Simple Man is correct. Nice job.
Well, Mama told me.
Shinedown version.
When I was young.
Which I will go out on a limb, and I know it's an unpopular opinion, better than the original.
They're both very, very good, yes. But I do love the Shinedown version as well.
All right, Wilcox got the point on that one. Chelsea, you're going to need this one in order to keep in the game. Are you ready?
Yeah, this is a team game.
Yeah, or Brandon, are you ready? Here you go. Tell me this song with man in the title. Chelsea?
Man, I feel like a woman.
Nice job.
Loose, Woody. Loose.
What do you mean loose? Loose.
Let's keep going.
It all comes down to this one. It is the final song. So whoever gets this one right is going to take the game. Tell me this song with man in the title. Wilcox?
Working Man.
Working Man is correct! Nice job! Woo! He sweated that one out!
I knew the song when I was like, is that the exact title?
Nice job. Rush is Working Man. He says it right here. So,
all
Sally,
right, Sally,
you chose wrong on that one. I'm sorry about that.
No, but Sally chose right. Oh, Sally was my partner.
Sorry. Good job, Sally. You chose correctly. That, my friends, is how you celebrate National Man Watchers Day. Yeah. Go out and watch yourself a man today. Maybe just sing songs with man in the title. Either way.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, if you're just joining us, first of all, we're live on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page. So thanks to everybody who peeks into the studio with us. Chelsea was on a rant off the air because somebody had left the coffee pot with like 3 drops left in it and didn't make more coffee.
I'm going to stand by Chelsea on this one. Mm. More often than not, when we get a second to run outside the studio and grab a cup of coffee, I'm going to guess 75% of the time, there's about 4 drops left in it.
Happens every day.
I actually caught one of the other morning show's producer, and I was like, hey, how about making more coffee? He's like, I don't know how. And I'm like, I will teach you. It'll take less than 1 minute. As a matter of fact, just hold up one finger. Get one filter, 1 bag of coffee, press the button once. Now you know how to make coffee. That's how hard it is.
Maybe it's fear holding people back or just ignorance. One time there was someone here who tried to steep a coffee bag that had, you know, is the pre-filled filter. Remember when we had those look like pancakes?
Yeah, they put it in the actual
pot and then the water's coming down like it's steeping like a tea bag. But hey, at least she was trying.
Uh-huh. Well, Woody, maybe this will make you feel better. This is troubling to me.
Woody? Oh, my God. What a great game. I've never heard a better game. Perfect way to start off the new year, the new decade. Wow. Woody, come to my office because you're getting a raise. You are not fired after that game. Great game, Woody. Great game.
So what are you trying to say, sir? Did you like the game or did you not like the game?
Put that on tape because it's not going to last.
Well,
it was followed up by this, so keep it in your pants.
Very surprised Woody didn't go with the song Man Eater, you know, being one and all. That game blowed.
That game blowed, I believe, is what he said, if I'm not mistaken. So, it seemed to be some differing opinions. You're always welcome on our voicemail, which is the Fez line at 704-FEZ, F-E-Z 3200.
I did have some backup songs. Would you guys have gotten this one?
By the way, stand by. Before you play that, what was happening was, apparently today's something called National Man Watchers Day, and so Woody was playing songs that have man in the title.
Right.
And we had to, as a team, go through and figure out which was which.
I already know that song.
I didn't even hear it.
Just from Man in the Mirror.
Wow. Wow. That is truly impressive. What about this one?
Piano Man.
Nice job. And finally,
When a Man Loves a Woman.
That's disturbing.
Why should I change my name? He's the one that sucks.
I was going to say, could you tell me who did that?
Well, that was the Michael Bolton version, and it's a cover, but yeah.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. What?
That is
Chelsea, I've been around a long time. I know things.
But you don't get the songs that are rock-driven. You get that.
You can't say I don't get any of them. I got some, but there is a hole in my repertoire, which is not a euphemism for something.
I think it is.
But yeah, those sort of like early 90s harder rock, sometimes unless it's like Linkin Park, or I struggle with it. And if that's what you mean, then yes, you're right. I do have a weakness.
Moving away from National Man Watchers Day, you know, with the new year comes all kinds of new laws, right? Was it Illinois that legalized weed? And by the way, they're already sold out of weed in the state.
No more marijuana left in Illinois. Got to go to Iowa.
They got to go somewhere else and import their weed. I bring it up because they made medical marijuana legal in Ohio. There is an interesting petition. You have to have certain ailments to get the medical marijuana card. I want to tell you about one that 28 people in the state have applied for. Give you all the details on why it should be legal, and we'll do that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Before you get into whatever you're going to get into, I have to tip the cap to our buddy Chuck Diapers, who's tweeted in, and you're always welcome to join us on Twitter at Woody and Wilcox. And anytime any of you feel like you're hearing Woody say a word weird, I absolutely need you to get on that board. We've developed a list over the years of things that Woody says weird.
A helicopter.
Yeah, although you said it right there.
Photographer.
Yeah, you said it wrong there.
Both.
Yep, said it wrong there.
Ambulance.
Questionable. Chuck Diaper says, hey guys, my girlfriend is a somewhat new listener this morning, and she's heavily questioning the way Woody says ailment.
Ailment.
I didn't hear that one, and I'm not sure, did he say that in a commercial, or was that live? I don't know what the reference is. I haven't heard Woody say ailment weird.
Well, I think it's...
Oh, he says right here, in the weed tease that he did in the last segment.
That you have to have a certain ailment?
He's saying it pretty normally now.
I don't hear it weird.
Was a slip.
Did I say, like, ailment?
I don't know. You know what, Chuck? We'll keep an eye on it. Okay. I need you to help us monitor, and your girlfriend as well. Maybe this will give her an actual reason to listen to the show.
You know, as well as I do, there are certain states that have recreational marijuana available to adults.
Right.
Right. You can just go in there, you talk to your weed tender, it's just like a bartender, and he'll get you hooked up. And then there are other states that have gone sort of halfway and do the medical marijuana card, where if you have a doctor's prescription, you can then go buy marijuana. But you have to have a certain ailment. Am I saying it correctly?
It sounded right to me.
In order to get that particular marijuana, or get that prescription, I should say. And I bring it up because Ohio is one of those states that recently said, okay, we know you guys really want it. We'll do the medical marijuana, and you'll go to a doctor. They get, like, you know, D minuses in medical school, and now all he does is sit there and write prescriptions, and all you got to do is go tell him what your ailment is, and he'll give you the prescription. That's the way California was back in the day.
It probably still is.
They're recreational now. They're not just medical. And I bring it up because some of the ailments, depending upon your condition, that would qualify you for marijuana in the state of Ohio is epilepsy. Some people have done studies and said that marijuana helps epilepsy. Okay. I'm not here to debate that with you. I'm just saying that's one of the ailments that's out there. I bring it up because they have a medical board there in the state of Ohio that is accepting petitions for people who have different ailments that are not currently on the list that would qualify them to get a medical marijuana card. So far, they have received 28 petitions, separate people from around the state of Ohio that say, I should be allowed to get a prescription for marijuana if I am a Bengals or a Browns fan because I need it. And you initially think, yeah, that's okay. I get it. You know, those teams have been horrible for a long time. A lot of struggles there in Ohio. They're not really going to consider if you're a Browns fan or a Bengals fan, whether or not you're going to get weed. Wrong. February 12th, the board will meet to discuss these petitions and possibly grant the exception to say, if you can prove that you are a fan of one of those teams, then it's that is a qualification that a doctor may prescribe you medical marijuana. How awesome is that?
They probably have to say that they're looking at each one of them, though, right? Once the petition is officially filed, there's probably something where they have to follow through with it. I don't know, unless you're saying there's evidence that they might actually say, yes, that is a qualified ailment that you root for the Browns. My guess is they just have to treat them all the same. Right? It's like that thing where if you petition the government and you get 100,000 signatures, then they have to rule on it.
They have to address it.
Right.
You're probably right.
Maybe they should have some kind of system because, I mean, the people in Ohio know how hard it is to live there. You should get points starting off just because you're there. Do you know what I mean? Like a handicap or something.
Well, first of all, I don't think they've thought it all the way through. I don't think marijuana is hard enough for those two teams, right?
They're trying to live, I think.
Well, you got to function, right?
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I guess I didn't understand what you wanted out of this.
What drug would you recommend?
Well, I mean, you pretty much just want to be knocked straight out, right? You don't even want to be there for
it. There are other states for that.
Can I get an ether prescription?
Right. So I don't know. I mean, I feel like maybe they're attacking this the wrong way.
It's possible, but I'm not quite sure. So good luck, mm-hmm. Browns fans. Good luck, Bengals fans. You know, the February 12th is the date that they will come out and say yes or no. You're a fan. You get your medical marijuana card.
Yesterday on the show, it was later on, last hour of the show, we had WWE Hall of Famer Mick Foley in the studio with us, who is one of those guys that I feel like almost, even if you're not a wrestling fan, people are in love with. And maybe more so now even than back in the day. We got a lot of people responding on social media yesterday when we had Mick on. I want to play just a little bit of our conversation from yesterday and then direct you to where you can see the rest of it. We'll get into that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
We haven't gotten into it a whole lot on the show, but I assume you're aware that there are horrible fires burning in Australia, and everybody seems to be stepping up to try and help, as people do. So this is one of those things that's always great to see people helping out their fellow man. I just saw that Ellen DeGeneres is trying to raise $5 million and kicked in $100,000 of her own. Elton John and Kylie Jenner have each donated $1 million. I don't know how we know all this, but I guess they're starting to, you know, get other people involved, and so they're kicking in their own dough. And then I'm guessing you've seen this too, maybe, although I guess Chelsea hadn't heard of it. There's a woman who's been, I guess, dubbed, I don't think she made it up, the Naked Philanthropist.
That's her handle on Twitter.
It is now. I don't know that it was prior to all of this going down, so to speak. She is a model in LA, and she vowed that she would give you a nude photo of herself if you donated $10 to a list of worthy Australian charities that she has laid out on her Twitter feed. And I thought, okay, well, I mean, you know, it sounds a little bit self-serving initially. And then I see that she's raised essentially $1 million is supposedly what she's raised doing this. Now, what you have to do is you give her proof that you've donated $10 to a certain charity, and then she direct messages you a nude photo of herself. So, and I guess the other thing that caught my eye about, so if she really has raised $1 million, that's awesome. That's amazing.
It's a lot of pictures.
It is a lot of pictures. I guess some people must have given more than
$10. But still.
And I don't know if you get more for your extra money or how that works. But part of what caught my eye was, as I started, you know, searching Twitter, I imagined something a little less graphic. I don't know. I've just retweeted the one that's pinned on her page,
Chelsea Taylor.
And I feel like a doctor. Like it's that medical to me.
That's not what I imagined either. I thought right? It would be more like, here I am with a koala, but I'm naked.
Yeah, I thought they would, and I hate to use the word tasteful, but I thought they would be somewhat more tasteful, I guess, than what I'm seeing initially. Now, obviously, I don't know what all she's sending out, but this one, you know, it's an up close and personal plumbing shot. That's the best way I can phrase it without getting too graphic. It seemed like more than was warranted.
Right.
And I'm sure that, listen, I understand that somebody wants that. I get that. But it doesn't strike me as when you're sort of trying to be warm and fuzzy, pardon the expression, and you're, you know, I get it. You're doing nude pics, but I just imagined them, like Chelsea said, you know, sort of
tasteful.
Here I am in a field and I'm standing here naked, and you go, okay, I'm most of the time when people want to contribute to a charity, they're doing it not for a reward anyway. We've learned this over the years. Most people, if they're going to donate to a charity, they're doing it out of the goodness of their hearts. And so, yes, you can kick them something if you want as a little prize, but that's usually not the reason for the donation.
By the way, I read on her tweet, for every $10 you donate, it equals one nude picture of me. So if you donated 100, that means 10 pictures,
I guess, or maybe different style.
Do you specify?
Because I have no idea.
You said,
the one you tweeted is like, does this look infected, Doc?
Right.
It's, if you're not expecting it, you're like, whoa. I mean, we're in an exam. Not right. Just posed ready for some kind of love. That's, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh, no, she looks quite ready.
The speculum needs to be
I just feel like, you know,
warmed up.
Waiting for my test results.
So, listen, she's raised $1 million, supposedly. I don't know if that's true, but if it is, that's great. I'm doing great work. The ends, no pun intended, justify the means, I guess, in this case. Or the end, which is front and center in this photo.
Is Ellen DeGeneres doing the same thing for
her? No, nudes involved with her. Now, Elton John, I don't know. He might. He does great work, and he's very generous, and he may send you a nude picture if you donate. I have no idea. I don't want to put words in his mouth or anything else.
I don't want him from that angle.
Dire. Who doesn't?
I think a lot of people do.
I mean, Rocket Man.
So, right. At Woody and Wilcox on Twitter, if you don't want to do the due diligence, we've made it easy for you to find how you can reach out to her.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
We were talking a second ago about the fact that there are all these horrible fires burning in Australia, and that a lot of folks, celebrities, some of them, and others, maybe lesser known folks, are, you know, putting up hard-earned money to help the effort in various different ways. And lots of celebrities in the way of Ellen DeGeneres and Elton John and Kylie Jenner have kicked in a lot of dough. As a matter of fact, there was some audio that I wanted to play for you. And then we talked about this woman who's being dubbed the naked philanthropist, who will send you a nude photo of herself if you can prove that you donated $10 to one of the worthy charities that she outlines on her Twitter feed. But Elton John was doing a concert in Sydney, as a matter of fact, and made this announcement.
Their lives and their homes. Therefore, tonight, I will be pledging $1 million
to support the
Jersey Minus 71. I love it here so much. To see what is happening here breaks my heart. And so we have to come together and we have to fight. This is my bet toward it, and I love Australia so much.
So cool that he donates $1 million and announces it at the concert. Wouldn't it be, side note, wouldn't it be cool to be able to go, you know what, I think it'd be fun if I gave somebody $1 million.
That's my dream.
Isn't that so cool? To just be able to go like, I think that's a worthy cause. I'm going to give you $1 million.
Yes, like, I want to do that.
There aren't a lot of people who can just, you know, here's a check for $1 million. I think what you're going through sucks and I'm going to help out.
Well, I mean, we can get there. We just have to develop talent and a career and success over decades, and maybe it'll happen.
Or maybe send out nude photos to dudes who can prove they donated $10. Maybe that's your route.
Think about all the nude photos you've sent dudes for less than $10.
Right. Or for free.
By the way, there's audio of her as well, not quite as, I don't know.
I just want to come on here and say thank you guys so much for all the donations. It is incredible how many people responded to my tweet with donations and donations and donations, and it's seriously just amazing. And I just want to thank you all so much, because every dollar counts, but some of you guys went above and beyond and donated so much, and like, I'm so happy. Thank you guys so much.
Her name is Kaylin Ward, by the way. And thanks to Jeff, who tweeted in, that gives new meaning to the word down under. Yes, I guess it does. I see what you're doing there. And anyway, she did follow it up. She had a second video. Sorry, that's the wrong audio. I guess I don't have a second piece of audio from her.
She was interviewed by CNN and asked her, what are you going to do now?
Just before the
Oh, that's the wrong one. Damn it. She was interviewed by CNN and she said, you're going to do that. What are you going to do now?
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
That is not accurate.
Totally worth it.
No. Speaking of audio that is totally worth it, I don't know. I feel like this didn't get enough press, but last night they aired the Mark Twain Prize for Comedy, which was won by Dave Chappelle. And it was on PBS, so that may be one of the reasons why not everybody knew about this. It was from what I saw, and it didn't start until 10 p.m. last night. It was awesome. We've tweeted out, and also I put up something on our Instagram story. So both of those are at Woody and Wilcox. If you missed that, I want to share some of that audio with you next, too.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
We were talking about this earlier, but you see so much talk about like really dumb stuff that's on TV. I mean, there's so much TV out there now with all the different platforms, and there's so much good stuff, so much good content that we say this all the time. You can't even come close to trying to consume all of it. Like, you have to focus. Am I going to watch all the Mandalorian and all that? Or am I going to go to Netflix and do whatever's over there? You can't. There's a lot of good stuff now. You don't just have four networks that you can watch like you did 30 years ago.
Right. But you were just telling us a couple of days ago that it was the 24th season premiere of The Bachelor.
Right. Right. I knew about that, but I had forgotten, because it's not out there widely reported, that last night Dave Chappelle was winning the Mark Twain Prize for Comedy. This is a thing they do once a year. They, single out a, obviously a comedian who's been doing it for a long time and is so well respected. And then there's this huge telecast with everybody who's somebody in comedy. And then, usually people who are related to whoever they're honoring. And they get up and they're funny, and Dave was funny, and you can see a lot of it obviously online now this morning. Thanks to Ray, by the way, who went ahead and did a screenshot of the PBS schedule for the next couple of days.
Are they doing the the Comedy Central thing where they just repeat?
It looks like at least for tonight and tomorrow night, essentially all from like midnight, till 6 a.m. or whatever, midnight to 5, they're repeating the Mark Twain thing with Chappelle. So set the DVR if you want to catch the whole thing. But a lot of it is out there on online, on YouTube or whatever. One of the people who spoke at the thing was Neil Brennan, who we've had on the show, who's a very funny comedian, maybe not a household name, mm-hmm. probably should be. He directs and writes things that you know, and you never knew this guy was involved with it. He was one of the co-creators of the Chappelle Show with Dave Chappelle.
If you want something special and completely different, his stand-up special, Three Mics, is amazing.
Yes, we talked to him about that last time he was in. It really is amazing. Very, very interesting. Here was some of Neil Brennan at the Mark Twain Comedy Prize thing last night.
Anyway, Dave and I figured out a rough format for what would come to be Chappelle Show. Went around pitching to a few networks. HBO didn't go great. The woman actually said to Dave, and I quote, "Why do we need you when we have Chris Rock?" See, back then, there could only be one popular black comedian at a time. Unlike today, when there can be three.
That's Neil Brennan. And there was like a 10-minute thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, setting up Chappelle. There was also this from Neil.
Dave gave me a career. We met in 1992 at a comedy club in New York City. We wrote a few jokes together over the years, but I'd always hoped we could do something bigger. Then in 1997, Dave calls me and goes, "Hey, if Universal reaches out to you, tell them we're writing a weed movie together." And I was like, "What weed movie?" And Dave said, "Don't worry about it." Next thing I know, someone from Universal calls me and asks, "Are you writing a weed movie with Dave Chappelle?" And I was like, "Yes." And they go, "When can you pitch it to us?" And I was like, "In 30 days' time." So we had a month to figure the pitch out, and finally on day 29, I called Dave, and I'm like, "Dude, we got to work this weed movie up." And he goes, "What weed movie?"
Yeah. So that's Neil Brennan and Dave Chappelle, and then they wrote Half Baked.
But Jon Stewart does a set. Aziz Ansari does a set. Sarah Silverman, Neil Brennan, who you heard right there. Chappelle's set, where he gets up and accepts the award, is comedy gold as well.
It is. And he's smoking the whole time.
He's smoking doing it. The whole time.
And then he makes that obviously part of the bit. He's like, "I'm smoking.
I didn't even ask anybody.
I didn't ask anybody."
Yeah, I have no idea.
The whole thing is it's very funny, and it's one of those things that's good out there that I don't know if anybody knew it was happening. I just happened upon it because I saw Neil Brennan post something on Instagram, and I'm like, "Oh, that's tonight." Okay.
If you missed it, it's up on our social media right now. You can catch Neil Brennan's, and then there's a link to just click on it. You can go to everybody else's set.
At Woody and Wilcox on our stories on Instagram, and then, of course, on Twitter as well.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
We are going to, in the next segment, have a round of It Happened in Florida that'll maybe make you feel a little bit better. And maybe you got that midweek blues thing rolling. And hopefully we can help out with that, make you feel better about your own life. I don't know if you remember that yesterday I quizzed both you, Woody, and Chelsea about the headline that said that a man almost died from eating popcorn. You remember that from yesterday?
I do, yes. Yeah.
And for those that weren't with us or didn't hear that, it was one of those misleading headlines because the popcorn really was not the issue in this particular case. This guy had eaten some popcorn, got some of it lodged in his teeth, and as I said, that's a common occurrence and one of the reasons why I essentially won't eat popcorn, but that's an aside. And he decided to dig into his teeth with three different items, one of them being a nail and one of them being a piece of wire. And ultimately, and he didn't obviously realize it until it was, you know, down the road, he got an infection. And it became a bloodborne infection, and it got to his heart, and he had to have surgery on his heart valves because of this infection that he'd gotten from putting a nail in his gum. So that was sort of the baseline of it, and I ranted about popcorn, and Chelsea and Woody said I was an idiot. Canadian-American James rang in after the show yesterday, and I thought we ought to mention this, obviously partly because it backs me up. Guys, I was listening, and I wanted to tell you that my wife has a cousin who got a piece of popcorn stuck in his gums, and it ended up getting infected and abscessed, and he was in the hospital for a week because they didn't want this major infection to spread any further than it already had, obviously similar to the guy who had the heart surgery problem. And then Canadian-American James wraps it up with, "Popcorn is no joke." I've been saying it for years. James, I'm with you 100%. People treat it like it's this fun, lovable, fluffy treat. And in reality, it's trying to kill you. And I've said this for years and no one will listen. But you and I are on the same page on that one, James.
You've said it for years that popcorn is trying to kill us.
Well, that may be an exaggeration, but I am not a fan with how it does your mouth.
Well, you... Oh.
Cool beans!
You and Canadian James can get together for your PSA.
Yes.
Popcorn, it's no joke.
You guys can inspect each other's mouths.
I think that's probably actually a pretty good idea, Chelsea, doing some sort of popcorn is no joke PSA. That's a good one.
Show it before movies. See how they feel about that.
They might not go for that.
Team up with the floss people.
Yes, absolutely.
The big floss, as it's known.
Right.
Big floss lobby is huge. You know that.
I am tired.
So what we're going to do here is a round of It Happened in Florida. We'll give you a chance to get in and compete, and we'll do that coming up next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
With a round of It Happened in Florida, we've got three stories. We'll share them real quick. They're all true. Could have happened anywhere all over the world. One of them happened in Florida. That's the one you need to identify to win this thing. 844-4WW-SHOW. Woody, how about number one?
Story number one, we've all heard the if you see something, say something mantra.
Right.
And it also extends to if you hear something, say something. Especially in story number one, a neighbor called the cops after he heard a woman's voice screaming, "Help! Help! Let me out! Help!" And then screaming. You would probably do the same sort of thing. Dude in story number three was working on his car outside when four police officers showed up. And they're like, "Hey, neighbor called because they heard a woman screaming for help." And he goes, "Ugh, I think I know what you're talking about. That's Rambo. Rambo is a parrot that was taught to scream, help! Help! Let me out!" And the neighbor called the cops. The guy goes and gets the parrot, and the parrot screams for the cops, and they laugh, and then they went away. The man admits it was something that he taught him when he was a kid, when Rambo still lived in a cage. But now that I'm older and I'm an adult and I'm living with Rambo the parrot, it's not as funny anymore. Is it in Florida where he taught the parrot to scream and to scream, "Help, help, let me out"?
Story number two has to do with a couple of guys who thought they could pull one over on lottery officials. This is a bold and brazen crime when you somehow are going to try and scam your way into a winning lottery ticket. Chelsea, if I was to just give you that information, how would you assume that these two men tried to fake a $100,000 lottery ticket?
Printing a ticket somehow. Like a fake one, and not well, I guess.
Printing a ticket. Well, I mean, you don't know that it's not well. Obviously, it wasn't well enough because they did get caught. I don't think I can give it to you. They didn't print a ticket. It wasn't like a counterfeit thing. They cut numbers off of other tickets and then glued them onto another ticket. You know, that old trick. And then went into this particular state's state lottery office and presented them the ticket with numbers super glued on it.
Not even a copy of that?
No, man.
You know what I mean?
No.
You still have the rough edges and everything.
That's right. And sticky around the numbers.
Right.
If you've ever been sticky around the numbers, you know how fun that can be. I have further on this, including the officer who was on scene and some of his commentary. My question is, was this the State Lottery of Florida? 844-4WW-SHOW. Woody's got the third and final.
Third and final story has to do with a high school teacher. And as you guys know, in America, we treat our teachers with the utmost respect and give them the salary that they deserve. I'm sorry, this is the United States. Dude in story number three has been busted after renting out the high school's pool and pocketing the $30,000 for renting out the high school's pool. Quick question. Raise your hand if you knew that you could rent out a high school's pool.
I didn't know that, nor did I know that it would be $30,000. Or is that a made up amount?
Nope. He deposited over $30,000 into his personal bank account after multiple rentals of the high school's pool.
So it's not just, I'm still hung up on the $30,000. That's not just like a one time.
I feel like I saw this story and it wasn't, that's not the fee that the state or the county would charge. No. He was just making that up.
Well, no, that's what he deposited, but he had.
Right, I know it's what he deposited, but it's not what the state would charge or something.
Each of his rental agreements was outside of and outside of the books is what they said. They do actually rent the pool to different clubs and swim clubs and things like that, but this particular high school teacher and coach is not allowed to then take that cash for himself and put it into his pocket.
So he was just adding people on, you know, on the side and taking the money because, you know, the pool's not in use, so win-win.
Why not? Exactly. Was it in Florida where, you know, he's got to make ends meet. He's got a side hustle. He's a teacher. They all do. His just happens to be now a felony charge. Aaron is up first to try and solve our quiz. Aaron, all three stories actually happened. Which one do you think went down in Florida?
I'm going to go number one.
You're going to go with story number one. Rambo the Parrot is in Palm Beach, Florida, and the dude says he does admit probably a bad call when he was a kid, teaching the parrot to scream, help, help, let me out.
Why? Why is that a bad call?
I don't know.
Story number two, not in Florida, but in Mississippi, is where the two guys tried to fake a $100,000 lottery ticket by super gluing the winning numbers onto another ticket and presenting it. Here's the dude from the lottery office talking about it.
It was visibly a fraud. It was not a winning ticket. The only thing that made it a winning ticket was they cut some numbers off a second ticket and super glued them to this one. I don't know how they expected to pass this ticket off. It was not a good job.
So other than that, they did tremendous work. Yes. The lottery officials apparently held these guys there. When they showed up with this ticket, they were like, you know what? Hang on. We'll go get your cash. And they went into the back room, called the cops, and held those guys there long enough until the cops arrived and they were arrested. By the way, if you're thinking about super gluing fake numbers to a lottery ticket, 20 years in prison. And a $50,000 fine is what you could face in the state of Mississippi.
20 years?
20 years in prison.
But other crimes.
What about other crimes, Chelsea? Super gluing numbers to a lottery ticket is one of the most heinous crimes imaginable.
We're just getting it right.
Wow.
All over the place.
And if you've rented a pool recently in Chicago, Illinois, be careful. The swim coach may have just pocketed your money. And by the way, your rental is no longer valid.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
I know it's exciting right now, this time of year, right? You got the NFL playoffs that are happening. Baseball's right around the corner. And for me, one of the more exciting things that's happening right now is the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas.
That's one of those things I've always wanted to go to and me still too. Have never gone.
And it's one of the, it's a huge, like, weeks long sort of convention where the latest in technology from pretty much everything, from your home to your car to your garage to your kids, everything, not just computers and cell phones and stuff like that. TVs, sure, all the latest stuff. I don't know if you saw, but there is a new thing out that is now connected to the internet via an app. And I got to tell you, when I saw, what was it, last year, that there was a stove that would tweet at you that it had been preheated and your refrigerator was sending you a text that the milk was expired, I thought we had reached the end of internet-connected things. There is now something that is internet-connected that I never thought we would see. I don't have time to dive into it right here. I want to tell you about it. And Wilcox, I think this one's going to be for you, my friend.
Good.
I'll give you all the details on what is the next internet-connected thing that we are all going to have. We'll do that next.
By the way, if you missed it earlier this morning, it is Wednesday. You probably knew that. You didn't miss that. We did have a round of Woody Game Wednesday. And all I'll tell you is that Woody decided we should be celebrating National Man Watchers Day today. there was music involved, and I feel like the positives outweighed the negatives on this one.
It's because there were no negatives.
So you can see all of it, including off-the-air stuff, on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page. We did Facebook Live it. And then, obviously, it'll be up on the podcast. So if you don't follow us at Woody and Wilcox on Twitter, maybe you ought to start doing that, because that's an easy way to get those segments from the show.
Going on right now in Vegas is the CES 2020, the Consumer Electronics Show. And it used to be just that, consumer electronics that are going to be hitting store shelves maybe later this year, maybe in 5 years or even 10 years, the cutting edge of electronic stuff that's out there. And by the way, it has broadened out into just about everything in your home, in your garage, in your life has some sort of electronics in it. And so this show is huge, whether you're an inventor or whether you're just coming out with a product. To be seen in Vegas these weeks at CES and get notoriety is huge. And that's why I'm excited that there is yet another device in our life that I never thought would be connected to the internet, let alone have its own app. And yet it's gaining notoriety this week at the CES. And it is an internet-connected Band-Aid. Don't we all need something like that in our lives? And this one is specific, not your typical Band-Aid for, like, you know, when you've got kids and they scrape their knee and you go get a Band-Aid and it makes it feel better. This is a Band-Aid that helps men in the bedroom. When applied to a specific area of your body, the medical term is the gooch.
Oh, no.
That's not a medical term. I'm 99% sure.
I apologize. You're right. The proper Latin term is grundle.
No, I don't think that's right either.
This internet-connected Band-Aid sends electrical pulses through that area, helping men not to arrive too soon.
Balls.
In the bedroom. No. Just beyond that, but not quite back to the LBJ area.
Balls?
No.
The LBJ area.
Right, all the way back to my...
Oh, okay.
Why does the internet need to be involved? Is it sending me a report of my heart rate and whatnot?
Chelsea, this is where you come in the bedroom. Let's say Frank has a problem with arriving too soon.
Never going to happen.
Okay.
What I think is happening is the balls are getting wet in the umpire's sack.
You take this internet-connected Band-Aid and you apply it to that specific area, then you as the partner have an app that you fire up that you can control the electrical pulses that are going through that particular area. Those electrodes that are now in contact with his skin send mild electrical pulses that confuse the nerves in the area, preventing him from arriving too soon.
The texture of the balls is very easy to identify.
By the way, being premature happens to 1 in 3 men.
I'm not squeezing the balls. I'm not rubbing them.
The root cause, still not fully understood. However, this type of electrical stimulus seems to be beneficial.
Well, that's great, but can somebody else activate the stimuli or whatever? Because I'm trying to do my own thing. I don't need to be on my phone on an app sending you zaps to wherever the Band-Aid is.
I've handled dozens of balls.
What do you mean, Chelsea?
That's not what I want to focus on.
Do you want me in charge of that?
Why does why does there need to be somebody else in charge? Why can't it do it on its own or just have a button? Because they have those things for women where you can secretly press a button and your partner feels it in the special underwear.
Cool beans.
We've talked about this.
Right.
But you agree, like, if you're having an issue in the bedroom, having your partner on an app on a phone doesn't really seem like it's setting the mood.
Adios, pelota!
Has nothing to do with the pelota. $25 per pop. By the way, this is a one-use item.
Well, Chelsea, I feel like you're acting negatively about it, when in reality, maybe you should just embrace this, not literally, and understand that they're going to work the bugs out. No pun intended.
It's designed to be controlled by the partner using what they're calling the partner activation device. It could be an app on a phone or on a Fitbit. And it basically, it'll have a volume controlled type of level, you know, interface to where you increase the electrical stimulus in the area or you decrease it. Like, you know, you got somewhere to be, you just turn that bad boy off and then, all right, my mom's coming over and I got to wash my hair.
I'm concerned about what I'm going to have to do, like my part in this whole scenario. Because it's essentially, he's wearing this Band-Aid for my benefit. Mm-hmm. Because I think most guys, if it's 30 seconds, okay, like you said, got to go wash my hair because mom's coming over.
30 seconds?
So if this is supposed to be beneficial to me, having to be on my watch or something doesn't seem like it's helping me. Do you understand what I'm saying? So why do it at all?
That is seed.
Well, because you're helping your partner and you love them very much. And you're in a committed relationship. And it's the number one sexual dysfunction in men. And you'd like to help them out.
I'm gonna draw you a picture and I'm going to act out this scenario for you. And you'll see if anybody's really benefiting from it.
I think everybody's benefiting from a Band-Aid to the gooch that is connected to an app on your phone.
I'd like to see the picture, though, so go ahead and
go. Okay, I'm working on it now.
By the way, we will post that on Instagram, and if you'd like to see Chelsea's picture. And by the way, 2021 is when it's supposed to hit the market. Fingers crossed, as well as other things, for the Gooch Band-Aid.
All right, well, what have we learned on the show today?
A lot.
I don't know.
I'm all about the paint.
Thank you. We'll figure out what we learned, and we'll do that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, what did we learn today on the show?
Nothing.
That's not true. Among other things, we talked about how Dave Chappelle winning the Mark Twain Prize for Comedy, and that show aired last night on PBS, and they're going to re-air it again, so set your DVRs. Although a lot of that stuff is out there on YouTube. Very, very funny. We put a lot of it up on our social media, so follow along on Twitter and on Instagram, at Woody and Wilcox, if you'd like to grab some of that audio. Speaking of shows that maybe aren't quite as funny, I guess it had to happen, right? With the success of that show Masked Singer, apparently now in the works is a show called Masked Dancer. I don't know if this is legit or not, but I've learned that anything is possible. When something is a hit and they think it's going to make money, hell, that's the key. We just put a mask on anybody doing anything, and, you know, that's going to lead to riches.
Yep.
Going to be the masked ice skating and masked diving and are you smarter than a masked fifth grader and all of that stuff. So if it's true, it looks like Ellen DeGeneres is the producer for this thing. We also talked about how lots of folks are now doing great things, raising money for all these charities in Australia with all the horrible fires that they face, including one who's become known as the Naked Philanthropist. She is a model, Kaylin Ward, who will, if you prove that you donated $10 to a worthy Australian charity, she'll send you a nude picture of herself. We tweeted out some of that stuff, and it's a little bit more graphic than I imagine. But you know what? More power to her, for crying out loud. Supposedly, and I don't know if this is true or not, she's helped raise $1 million from these. It seems impossible. But I don't know. Because, I mean, you can find, and this is going to be shocking to a lot of people, there are nude photos of other people out on the internet as we speak.
Yeah, but that's other people.
Well, yes. Some of them are fairly easy on the eyes as well. We learned moments ago that you apparently can't fake a lottery ticket by just super gluing numbers and pretending that you've won $100,000. They will catch you, apparently, doing that. We had some food news today for Woody. Doritos has launched a new flavor, Flamin' Hot Limon. I don't know if that's out yet or not. Speaking of food news, supposedly a new Girl Scout cookie coming this time around. Now, I don't know if this is... every time we mention a new Girl Scout cookie, we always get yelled at, I feel like, by somebody who's like, they already have that. It's only in Minnesota, but they've had it for 10 years. Lemon Ups will be the new Girl Scout cookie that I saw, which I thought there was already a Lemon Girl Scout cookie. This is where somebody yells at me, right?
There was. Savannah Smiles.
Right. Well, this one will be a round, crispy lemon wafer with a layer of lemon glaze on the bottom. So if you've got a layer of glaze on the bottom, 844-4WW-SHOW, our Fez line is open for you there as well. Of course, the premiere of Criminal Minds for the last season is tonight, so we pray that there won't be any tornadoes that'll preempt that. So fingers crossed on that. If you missed any of our Woody Game Wednesday today, we celebrated National Man Watchers Day. You can see everything that went down. We did Facebook Live it. You can also grab it on the podcast, of course, afterwards. Tomorrow on the show, among other things, we'll find out some of the weird stuff that's out there on Craigslist with a round of Craigslist Prices Right. And if you find anything out there, send it to Woody. Maybe we can use it tomorrow. Maybe you'll see what I saw on Etsy, which is people who are making scarves that look like CVS receipts. That's a thing. So that would be a good example of something if somebody was selling that on Craigslist. What would that cost you?
Yep.
The answer, by the way, in this case is $20 if you'd like a scarf that looks like a CVS receipt. Because, see, their receipts are so long. That's the joke.
It's even closer to the normal length of a CVS receipt. That's totally worth it.
Why not just use the regular CVS receipt would be my question. Anything else you missed, check the podcast. Intern Dave, anything you want to add to the show today before we put a cap on it?
Another great show, guys.
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
Everyone in this room is now dumber.
Not for a second have I even dwelled on the fact that the show's over. I don't,
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
I don't, think about it. I try not to think about it, and therefore I, you know, don't.
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Because it's a very healthy way to deal with something that is very, ultimately not that important in the long run. It's not... Not important at all.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.